You're listening to Morning Edition on KRCU, and I'm Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson. For years, local art galleries have come together to bring the community and art lovers alike First Friday with the Arts. It's an eclectic art crawl dedicated to the booming arts culture in downtown Cape Girardeau. KRCU's Lindsay Grogene and I captured the sounds of a First Friday for this audio postcard.
My name is Liz Montgomery, and I'm the gallery manager of the Arts Council of Southeast Missouri. One of the first things I heard about was the First Fridays.
We always say come to a First Friday because there's so many artists and arts patrons, arts people out and about, and it's a really great opportunity to network, to mingle, to learn, you know, to meet somebody who could be your next mentor or can help get you a little more indoctrinated into the arts community that's here.
My name is Muriel Gaither. I'm the executive director of the Arts Council of Southeast Missouri.
While there are monthly art openings and showings and exhibitions and live music and, you know, this really cool event going on a monthly basis, three times a year we do these stamp card events, which are more geared towards a particular theme. So we do a cookie spree in February. Tonight is the night of our pets night out.
My name is Emily Cyphers, the pet walk to bring our giant dog Gusto out to enjoy all the other pets. And the art, of course.
Another cool facet of the event is that a lot of businesses partake in it, and they don't necessarily display the arts in their stores, but what they do is they have their doors open from 5 to 9 p.m.
My name is Laurie Everett, and I'm the owner of Annie Laurie's Antiques and Mother Earth. We started participating in First Friday about 7 years ago, and I will tell you, 7 years ago when we first started participating, we did not have a lot of traffic. It was kind of new. People were still trying to figure out what it was all about, but we remain consistent with it, and we're open every First Friday, and now it's kind of taken on a life of its own.
My name is Miranda Taylor, and I'm an artist in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. I ended up in Annie Laurie's because she's Laurie Everett, the owner. She's always involved in First Fridays, and her shop is like, it's a hot spot to be.
Well, for me, it's on a personal level. I live, eat, and breathe downtown. We live over Annie Laurie's, you know, we shop downtown, we get our food from the farmer's market. You know, for us, it's more of a cultural experience, and I think when you shop local and you shop small, you really get to know the business owners and you get to know the people.
I love that I'm being featured in Annie Laurie's, and it's a good opportunity for me to kind of get my name out.
We try to feature different local artists or different artisans or other small businesses or young entrepreneurs that are trying to get a start in business to really showcase them and help them get to their dream as well.
Yeah, Joel Rhodes, it's really taken off so much that every time we come down here in the last few months, there's something new to see.
I mean, look at it tonight. It was like supposed to rain and there's people all over. I mean, that tells you something.
My name's Stephanie Cook and I'm a hoop dancer. It's like mixed with aerobics and dance and self-expression. Like it's kind of just like a release.
My name is Chelsea Welker, and I am a hoop dancer / fire performer. Fire hooping is basically torches at the end of a hula hoop that you set on fire, and you just make a dance and just perform for people. It's just a way of expression, and it's a way of basically challenging yourself in a new way.
Through hooping, I've met so many people, and it's like you have a connection with them because they understand that you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to do the tricks. You don't have to do anything. All you have to do is what feels right to you.
With producer Lindsay Grogene, for KRCU, I'm Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson.